Okie dokie.
Okay. I've never told this story, so I'm going to tell it. This is an Atlanta story. So early on, the only place I ever played in my entire professional career where nobody showed up was here. And well, there was an explanation. It was New Year's. It was raining and everything, and I was playing the bistro. And I'd been in Key West, and let's say I'd gone to a big-time New Year's party. And but I was going to make the gig. I was going to make the gig, and I was not going to feign anything. So I got up with a hangover that, good God Almighty, I don't know what. Anyway, I made it up, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and she had a cat. And so everybody else stayed there, and I got up at 5:30 in the morning to get on the plane to fly to Atlanta to play this show that I had to play on New Year's Day. And that night, at some time in the party, the cat went to sleep in my guitar case. And it gets worse. You know, when you're a little, if you've been hungover, come on, you know, your things aren't functioning too well, and the spokes aren't moving. So I'm packing everything up, and I'm going, man, that cat peed in the house somewhere else. I don't know. So at that time, I had my guitar on myself on the plane on Delta flying to Atlanta. You didn't want to be on that flight. And now I'm on the plane, and I'm not sobering up. I had a couple of drinks because I had to keep the energy going. But I'm realizing that the aroma, I did not leave on the island. The aroma was with me on the airplane of the cat. And I realized that cat had peed in my guitar case. And everybody around on this plane's going, like, and I'm just acting like nothing's happening. Nothing's happening at all. I had the stinkiest cat pissing guitar in the face of the planet Earth. I wrote 2.5 hours with, got to the gig, and everybody there's going, what is that smell? I don't know. And it might have been an omen, because that night everybody else was so hungover that nobody actually came to the show. And so I played for the help. And the guitar I had to give away at the end of that, because that's my story and I'm sticking to it. It's not one of your more fabulous stories, but that is a true story of the night nobody showed up in Atlanta. That cat. Cat stayed around for a while too. I was forgiving. That's a great introduction for this song here.
Father, Mother, Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all.
Watch out for those cats.
You've seen it all. Watch the men aboard switch from sail to steam in your belly. Hold the treasures I've ever seen, most of them green, most of them green. Yes, I am a pilot, 200 years too late. Cannons don't thunder, nothing to plunder. I'm rolling 40 victims of fate.
I knew there was a connection. I knew.
Again. All right. See, y'all get us all wound up here. We love y'all so much. Yeah.